Okay, guys, it's 8 o'clock on the dot. Welcome to our Mindset Monday call here with Gemini. I'm Samantha Colvin, your host for tonight, and I'm also the corporate sales director as well. And tonight, what we're going to talk about is our really exciting February new enrollment pack. We're going to start off with that here in a second. And then we're going to go into some industry standards. So what that means is talking a little bit about FDA regulation, some news in the industry itself, because as you know, the hemp oil market is growing exponentially. And then we're also going to talk about when you share your testimonies, some do's and don'ts of verbiage that you should and shouldn't use when you're sharing that to the world. So without further ado, we'll get started. So welcome. Thank you all for being here tonight on this very special Monday. So as you know, you guys, February is all about sharing the love. So even if you don't have a Valentine or you do, we could spend the whole month to just really celebrate giving back and sharing that love. So what we really wanted to do behind this new pack, which we named the Newbie Pack, is allow people the opportunity who maybe in the past, let's say maybe they didn't have enough money, or maybe financially the time wasn't right for them, or maybe they were on the fence. This pack now gives the opportunity to give a lot and for a very small price. This is actually the lowest costing price pack we've ever had since the beginning of Gemini. So we're going to talk a little bit about more what it includes, but even though there is no retail bonus on this pack or sign up bonus, the whole idea behind this is you have the opportunity to grow your teams exponentially by presenting this pack to, like I said, people who are on the fence or maybe customers that were maybe wanting to dip their feet in the business opportunity. So let's talk a little bit more about what exactly is included in the Newbie Pack. So you get a box of Aura and Prime, which I've got right here in my hand. And as you know, these products you know and love already, but not only does it include those two boxes, you guys, but you also get a full-size bottle that's a 30-ounce bottle of our Remedy 1250. So, and that's all for $160, and that includes all of the new member benefits with the business building opportunity included. So they have access to the Go Recruit app, all of the replicated websites, all of the training in Gemini University, and access to the trainings that we now do on Tuesday and Wednesday for both new distributors and rank up. So that is an incredible deal. And this is an enrollment pack only that's going to be running only for the month of February. So that's an important key here. You don't want to wait to share the pack because, yes, they're 30 milliliters. Thank you. You don't want to wait to share this pack with people because it's already the third. And I want you guys to go in your Go Recruit apps and follow up with all the prospects that were on the fence. Really go out there and take this opportunity to tell people about it, you guys, because we all feel like, you know, every new person we sign up is going to be the next big hitter. But, you know, and like I said before, if financially it was holding them back, this is the opportunity that they were waiting for. So you have the opportunity, like I said, to give a little and to get a lot. So we hope to have all those heavy hitters in our business. Think about it. You could sign someone up with this pack who was on the fence before, and they could sign up three people, and one of those three is going to be your $1 million earner, right? So just this opens up the door to so much more opportunity. So I definitely want to see you guys really take advantage of this new pack because, like I said, this is the lowest price that we're ever going to have for a pack. So get them on board now and you'll be very glad you did. And then just to overview some of the perks, like I said, of this pack, here's the price here. It's $160 and it's actually a $308 value, you guys, retail. So people can look at the numbers. I mean, you generate the revenue back very, very quickly turning around if you utilize this pack as well. So it comes with that one bottle of Remedy with the 30 milliliters and then one Prime, one Aura, and then all those member perks like I talked about earlier, the three personalized websites, Gemini University, the app, and then the opportunity to build a legacy for you and your family. So that pack is 35 CV and it does not have a pack bonus assigned to it. But guys, if you give a little, you're going to get a lot out of it. So take advantage of that. All right. So if you have any questions, just throw it in the chat or feel free to email me about the pack if you have any questions. But it's live now. It's on your enrollment pack options. You'll see it on the drop down when you're on that enrollment screen. So you can definitely let your prospects know about it and get your leaders on three-way calls. Get me on the calls. I want to be meeting all of your new people and I'll be reaching out to them all as well, even if you don't get me on the phone with them. So I'll be talking to them regardless. But I'm just so excited for this because it's going to open up the door for so many new people on your teams that you didn't have before. But let's get into a little bit of the nitty gritty behind the hemp education and the basics behind that. So the reason why I wanted to talk about this tonight is because it's obviously a new year. So over the past 2 years, you guys, the interest in hemp has skyrocketed, as you all know. So as predicted, the 2019 market share grew exponentially, increasing 562% over the previous year. So sales were 562% higher than in 2018 than they were in 2019. So that's crazy. And with over now 3,500 different hemp and CBD retailers in the business, the compound has become a staple in the medicine cabinets and on the kitchen shelves of millions of consumers. But the thing here, which you guys are going to find out if you don't know already, is it's such a gray area with regulations behind the hemp and CBD market that we at Gemini especially take a stance of leadership in the industry, and we take the conservative stance. And that's why we're going to be around a very long time. So I'll kind of talk about in the next couple of slides how to educate both your customers and your prospects, and then if they are aware of the different criteria they should look for when buying hemp oil, they'll see very clearly that Gemini covers all of those bases and exceeds expectations all around. So it's a great option for them. But before we go into the do's and don'ts, let's just take a minute to understand the difference between hemp and marijuana. So they're both classified as cannabis, right? Now, species one, which is hemp, contains less than 0.0% THC. Okay, so that's an industry standard. Marijuana can contain more than 20% THC. So obviously when we're talking about remedy, we're talking about hemp only, okay? But not only that, what we do at Gemini is we take it a step farther by the way that we use our extraction method and the processing we use. So we actually are a broad spectrum. So what that's going to do, which is what most other companies don't really take that additional step, is we remove basically all of the THC where it's non-detectable. So there's such a teeny tiny amount that we could call it zero comfortably. So that is why, you know, sometimes you'll see different numbers on different websites, but we, because we're broad spectrum, we remove the THC out of there. So just a quick definition, if you're interested in what broad spectrum is, it's a full spectrum without any THC and offers all of the entourage effects associated with full spectrum without any chances of THC being ingested in the body. And broad spectrum hemp oil is an excellent choice for individuals that can't have any traces of THC in their system, whether for legal purposes, passing a drug test, or anything else. And we're going to hear from one of the leaders in a few minutes here, and I'm sure she has experience with different urine samples or testing, because she really is belly to belly in the industry. So they've had some people in the field actually take drug tests just to back up and show that remedy wouldn't show up in their system, as long as, of course, they're not using anything else, right? So the proof is in the pudding, you guys. But let's talk a little bit more about the Farm Bill and some different changes that have happened very recently since the company started. So in 2018, President Trump removed hemp as a Schedule I drug and reclassified it as an agricultural commodity. So that just means that it's not classified as a Schedule I drug anymore, which is just great for the industry, right? And it also has to do with the extraction method. So like I said before, as long as it's less than 0.03% THC, then it's considered to be within reasonable standards. But we at Gemini take it that step farther to remove all the THC. And hemp, of course, must be grown by a properly licensed grower. So the most recent changes that have happened actually just happened here on December 31st of 2019, so a little over a month ago. And we had the latest updates because it was a little bit of lag time. The FDA hadn't published anything new really since the implementation of the Farm Bill. So as of the last day of last year, we have some new regulations that have been added. So I'm going to go into a little bit more detail on each of these here now. So products containing CBD or THC cannot be sold as a supplement. So this means that any educational literature or advertising about CBD and hemp cannot include the word supplement. So we've removed that word on all of our websites, which you see, we are always above and beyond all of our compliance standards, which is great. So thank you, Kevin, for that, and Jay. And so the second point here, this Epiolex, So this is technically the only FDA approved drug that could be marketed for potential health benefits when dealing with the words hemp and CBD. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about what those medical claims look like in the two more slides. But on the next point with medical claims is the FDA has increased its enforcement actions on hemp oil companies that make medical claims about the products they're selling. So that's why in the last few months and last year, I remember receiving a few emails and seeing in the news how companies were getting busted, if you will, for making those claims and having their either distributors or customers make medical claims publicly. So they were the FDA was actually coming after companies, but we were in the clear, like I said, because we are so conservative with the stance that we take here with Gemini, which is great. So thank you again, Jay and Kevin. So they most recently have issued warning letters to 15 brands for making claims that CBD and hemp could treat or cure specific diseases and conditions. And then when dealing with hemp and food, I know a lot of news has been covering, they were actually cracking down and going to different smoothie shops all over the US that were taking hemp and adding it to their smoothies and then charging an upcharge. So the Food and Drug Administration has taken a strong stance and said it's actually illegal to add CBD or hemp products to food, including animal products. And if this regulation is enforced, it prohibits gummies, chocolate, tea, coffee, pet treats, and other products containing CBD from being sold across state lines. So this is more dealing within the US and crossing state lines. If you'd like to read up on anything further when it has to do with the FDA regulations, it is available on their website. But those were the most recent changes that have happened that I just wanted to make sure you guys were in the know about, because it's always very comforting and empowering to be able to educate others on these different standards and just really take an educational stance behind it. So what I'll do after our call tonight, I'll have this presentation uploaded in the app and both Gemini University. This way, if you're doing a presentation at home, you have access to all of these slides. Okay. So now let's talk quickly about the health claims. So regulation in our industry applies to health claims as well, like I said before. So what exactly does that mean? Now, the Nutrition Labeling and Education Act of 1990 prevents or provides the use of food labels and health claims that categorize a relationship between the food or a dietary supplement. So basically all that means is when you say a medical claim, it goes back to the FDA. So that's why they're putting all these regulations. So here's the important slide that if you want to take a screenshot of or take a picture with your phone, or I'll have it up in Gemini University as well. It's actually in your back office already right now under the Gemini tools, under what to say and not say. So I'll read these quickly, but just keep in mind, because I know a lot of you have been sending testimonies lately and they look amazing and great. We want to be able to really showcase those testimonies and show the power of what Remedy and the rest of our products are doing, but we just have to stay within these constraints. So just keep this in mind when you're sharing your testimonies. So avoid all of these names entirely, all disease names. Please don't say cancer, ADHD, bipolar, diabetes, arthritis, insomnia, lupus, cures, prevents, treats, heals, drug, treatment, healthcare, prescription, and meds. Now, I know that's a lot, and you're saying, well, how can I share my testimony on diabetes if I can't say diabetes? Well, here's some examples of things you can say instead. So you could say something like, supports overall health. Obviously, if your blood pressure did increase, it did help it, right? But just be very careful. Like you could say it's helped me maintain my healthy blood sugar levels instead of saying it's cured my diabetes. That would be a big E. So say something like that. And that's why this sheet in particular, I would definitely suggest printing this out and having it somewhere tangible, especially if you're going to be sharing your testimony on like a live, just be very careful. Because like I said, we don't want to draw any negative attention to the company by making medical claims. So again, it helps with healthy weight loss, helps with occasional sleepiness, helps support healthy skin, healthy digestion, maintain healthy immune function, support healthy energy levels, maintain health and stable mood. If you guys ever have any questions on if your testimonies are okay or not, please feel free to send them to me or your leaders who can connect them with me. But let's all be on the same page by just making sure we don't make any medical claims. And then Colette, I just wanted to bring you on because I know that you deal a lot with belly to belly. You're at trade shows all the time. So you get asked a lot of different questions when it comes to different legalities. So I would love if you don't mind sharing a little bit about your experience and whatever you have to add when it comes to regulation, if you don't mind.
When it comes to regulation, when it comes, hi, thanks guys, welcome. When it comes to regulation, my head spins and the questions flow in and it's difficult sometimes. But you know, this call is really meant to set the standard within Gemini while always complying. Now, our goal is to educate by being educated. And so even though your heads might be spinning like mine is daily, and even was when I began almost 2 years ago, when we began almost 2 years ago, because for me, cannabis to me was just a blanketed term. It was all lumped together. I didn't understand the difference between hemp and marijuana, and Samantha shared a slide in the beginning on the difference of it, and we have different educational pieces on that, and I really needed to understand, like all of you probably, the difference of it. And even though, you know, in your heart and your mind you understand, it's important to learn the correct verbiage yourself to be educated, because you're going to be asked these hard questions by your friends and family, your acquaintances, and the people that you meet on the street when you're so excited to share what you have found, what has alleviated your pain and helped you sleep better and all these things. I feel completely blessed, as I do believe all of you on this call do too, that we got the best of the best with Remedy. But even at that, you know, there's borders within the USA, there's borders within Canada, there's borders within Australia, there's borders within the UK, and we have teams, major, important, amazing human beings inside of our company, inside of these borders. And as we move forward, it's just important to stay close to what's the proper way to continue to move forward with our verbiage. So I just had a couple things I wanted to highlight. First of all, get this. Okay. So Samantha talked about, it was actually December 20th of 2018 that President Trump removed hemp from the Schedule One drug. And that was a glorious day. I mean, the US is kind of like a world leader in standard, and most of the world tends to follow. The funny thing is that Canada did the opposite. They legalized marijuana on October 17th of 2018. So 2 months before President Trump removed hemp as a Schedule One drug, Canada went ahead and legalized marijuana. Then exactly a year to the date later, Canada then went and legalized edibles, which falls into hemp and Remedy, because marijuana you smoke, right? And hemp you ingest. So the yes, there is CBD, cannabidiol, in marijuana, and yes, there is CBD in hemp. And so polar opposites, talking about the same thing, performing the same belief system on the benefits of it, and yet the verbiage is different. The UK too has, you know, the good to go in terms of cannabidiol. And then our team in Australia, in all the research that I've done and with our members out in Australia, have they say that hemp products are hemp oil and hemp oil products are 100% legal in Australia. But then when you get into different verbiage and terms, there is gray areas. So it's like so confusing globally, which then gets me really excited, because most, well, I wouldn't say most, but there might be some people out there that that scares them. But for me, and a lot of you guys on this call who are leaders and front runners in this industry right now with Gemini, really be excited, because we get to be kind of like the movers and shakers and the realists on the truth about what we have and what this is and what this industry is to date. Like Samantha mentioned, the growth that we had, but also the potential of it. Now, that being said, there are regulations and standards that our governments continue to lay out politely and very, very slowly. But, you know, Melanie Jackson did an amazing presentation talking about the history of hemp. And as far back as more than 5,000 years ago, by a Chinese emperor, had talked about and documented the benefits of hemp. In 1621 was the first noted type. And you know what, get with her. She's going to present this presentation as another tool. But the point is, we've come a long way, and yet we took 1,000 steps back in prohibition on in the 30s, and now we're taking 1,000 steps forward. And I couldn't be more honored to be a part of a company with the science to back it, the guts to do the research, and we've evolved. Now, tell me, in 1621, they didn't have nanotechnology. They didn't have the term bioavailability, but they just knew hemp benefited. Now, I have never seen and noted or understood one document ever pertaining to a negative effect of hemp, even for the benefits to the planet. And so as you move forward and as you get out there and share and care and educate people on what it is that we have, remember that there are certain terms that are being said not to use. And so I think tonight's call is so very important as we move forward in how we present ourselves and how we present Gemini, because we want to really be reputable out there. And we don't want to be claiming, we don't want to be treating, we don't want to be curing, we don't want to be all this, even though we have so many amazing testimonies of people who use remedy and feel it. And that's the truth. And here's the other thing. CBD, you guys, is a complete buzzword. Cannabidiol is one of the components in hemp that, and in remedy, which is /quote CBD. But the truth is, don't stay with that term, because with remedy in our broad spectrum, with what we have, there are terpenes, phytonutrients, vitamins, fatty acids, amino acids. We're not just CBD. So I can tell you, it's been my experience that when I'm at shows and I'm meeting people and we market as hemp oil, the best opportunity by marketing that way is to have the question be asked, oh, is that CBD? That's the best question in the world. And my response is, well, that's a really great question. So let me, do you have a few minutes? And then we get into a conversation about what I've learned and about what I've learned over the past year and a half, even just being involved in Gemini and trying remedy. And so remember that at the end of the day, it's about building relationships, and that instant result isn't always there, but not to be dismayed. Go back and take a look at where we need to be setting ourselves as a standard. Get educated. We have so many great tools, including in terms of verbiage, like Sam said, we do have the do's and don'ts terms verbiage in our back office, and she'll post more. But our Facebook corporate pages and our Insta page, really, like, I follow their lead, because their verbiage and their standard of what we need to be does not, we're a US company based, but we are a global company. And so be mindful always when presenting, because even though you may be in the US and talking to someone right there, or in Canada, or in the US or UK, just remember that those people could be connected in these other countries across borders. And so moving forward, we just want to be mindful of that. Also, I just want to tell a little story. Young Living was, for me, what I understand, their essential oil company, but they were really groundbreakers in bringing forth the extraction and benefits of oils, period, just oils. Lavender, orange, peppermint, all these natural plant-grown things, and cold extracting and putting it in a... And I remember that was in 1992, I believe, or 1993. And I remember hearing the buzz. I ran a salon, and I remember hearing the buzz about, well, that's voodoo oil. And I also did some research, and they were taken to court as a company because reps, because it's a network marketing company, just like we are, they were really stepping outside of compliance, and they were really using verbiage that Big Pharma didn't like. And so we can learn lessons from a company like that. I've learned lessons in my verbiage, and I'm more about the years and years of growth that we will all do together. This is not a get rich quick opportunity. This is an opportunity to really change lives with a pure, honest, true product and founder and corporate team that really do put us in front of the opportunity to do the best of the best in the world and truly set the standard globally. So thank you, Samantha.
Thank you, Colette. And I love that you tied it back with some examples too. I always love hearing you share, and just thank you for edifying everything we talked about tonight too, because, you know, like she said, she's belly to belly out there at the trade shows. So it's all about having that conversation. And when somebody asks you a difficult question, always remember that Avis model. So that's actually in your new distributor training in your skill set one. So where you're talking about answering tough questions. So when somebody says, well, is that CBD? Well, that's a great question. So you're edifying what they're asking. And then that allows you to open up a conversation. So that is awesome. Thank you guys. And please continue to send me your testimonies. Email them to scalvin@bgemini.com if you haven't already, because we want to be able to share your stories so we can help so many others. But without further ado, I wanted to take some time to talk about some superstars that have really been movers and shakers with the company, and just take time to highlight their successes in the next few slides here. So without further ado, let's talk about our star reg advancements for last month. So we had Kelsey Caban, woo, Anisha Campbell, Samantha Parnell, and then we had also some Star 1K earners. So we had Robert Schmier, Michael Urin, and then our superstar 2K earner, Miss Natina Martin. We are so proud of you, and keep up your successes, guys. I'm going to be talking to a lot more of you this week coming up. So just get ready, leaders. I'm so excited for everything coming out. Definitely take advantage of that newbie pack, because like I said before, it's only going to be available in the month of February. So keep on changing lives, you guys. Thank you all for being on this call tonight, and you have a wonderful evening, and be Gemini, you guys. Bye.